This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding James Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth 3/7/1937. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Crowley with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction. His last visit was July 17th of 2023. His weight is up 10 pounds over the last 6 months. He reports that he got sick in late December of 2023 and was sick for almost 6 weeks. He finally went to the emergency room, and they gave him IV antibiotics, and he started to get better after that happened. And he's feeling 100% better at this time. He has been getting lab studies every 2 months for us as requested. Currently, he denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. He has stable dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. I said that. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have minimal edema of the lower extremities. That is stable, just behind his ankles bilaterally. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Cozaar, 50 milligram once daily. And torsemide is 20 milligram once daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 193 pounds, pulse is 69, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 64. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Somewhat prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, non-tender, and a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.99 with estimated GFR of 32. Albumin 3.9, calcium 8.9, phosphorus 3.2, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will have him continue to have lab studies every 1 to 2 months. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, currently at goal. 4, congestive heart failure without current exacerbation. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.